Joining me live in studio is Brooke Merritt from the Bank of Star Valley. Good morning, Brooke. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, absolutely. Appreciate you coming in studio this time. Every year, once a year, we have you in to talk about these cool programs that the Bank of Star Valley offers for the holiday season. And maybe let's start with the Feed the Angels program, Brooke, from the Bank of Star Valley. And this is a chance to really help support the food banks locally during the holiday season.
It really is. This is one of our favorite programs, as there's a huge need in our valley. And I was talking to the food banks a few weeks ago, and they, you know, the shelves are starting to bear off. I know we did a food drive in the Upper Valley, the Hunger Games, which was very successful. But that was just the Upper Valley, and we're trying to reach all three. And so this is a great way for people to donate. We've got boxes set up at all three grocery stores in the valley, at Alpine Market, Valley Market, and Burlam's here in Afton. And then at all three Bank of Star Valley branches, we do have food boxes as well. Or you can donate. The bank is pledged to match up to $2,000 of donations. So if you don't want to mess with the food and you just want to come in and donate, just think, you know, you donate $10 and the bank matches that. That's $20. So it's a great program. We have a few other businesses that have helped us out this year. Silver Star has food boxes at all their branches as well, and they're encouraging their employees. And the Kodiak Mountain Resort is having an open house on December 7th, and they too are going to have some of our food boxes out there. So there's lots of ways that people can donate.
Brooke, as you talk about, especially the financial donations, the food banks say that a dollar donation buys $10 worth of food. And so when you talk about, you know, $2,000 being matched for the bank and then another $2,000 being donated, that's $40,000 worth of food. I mean, that's incredible how far that goes. And so, yeah, those donations are extremely important, dollar for dollar.
It really is, and it's such a fun event, because when the food comes in, we have a bunch of young men that come help us, and there's trucks that get delivered to each food bank, and just the manpower to unload it, and you just see the shelves just get filled and food piled everywhere. And the goal is to make sure that this happens before Christmas, and it's going to last them at least through till springtime is our goal.
So I understand this will go up until December 20th, correct? That's the deadline to donate?
Yes, that is.
All right. Brooke Merritt with the Bank of Star Valley in studio with us this morning. And again, Feed the Angels, once again happening with the Bank of Star Valley. You can drop off donations, food or monetary, at any BOSV location or at the local grocery stores, Silver Star Communications, and at the open house at Kodiak in a couple of weeks as well. Brooke, the other program that the bank hosts and always does a great job with is the Angel Tree program. Tell us about this and how this all works.
Now, this is a really fun program if you want to get in the Christmas spirit. Right now, we are accepting applications. So if you know someone or you are someone that needs a little bit of help getting Christmas for your children this year and you live in Star Valley and your kids are 18 years or younger, please stop by any Bank of Star Valley branch and fill out an application. And then we create an angel. And on there is just the age and the gender and some sizing and things that they need. And then people can come in, and we're going to have angels available this Friday at all three Bank of Star Valley branches, so you can start adopting these kids. And then you go out and you get to shop, and that's always fun. And then you bring the presents back to us. We would need them back by the 18th of December. And then that Saturday before Christmas, we haul everything down to the fairgrounds, and the parents or the guardians come and pick it up, and it's a great way to just get in the Christmas spirit and make sure that every child at least gets something for Christmas.
You know, Brooke, the thing I really like about how this program works is nobody knows who they're shopping for. And so if you need help, there should be no hesitation to come in and fill out an application, because nobody's going to know that it's you, and it's all kept confidential, correct?
Absolutely. There's actually only two of us that have access to the list at the bank. And so even bank employees don't know. And so, yeah, we don't want people to be embarrassed. We want to help out. And it's so much fun. I always adopt an angel every year, and I let my kids go shop for them. And it's a great way for them to learn how to give back and to, you know, just get in that spirit of giving.
Absolutely. Brooke Merritt with us this morning. So, Brooke, when is the application period open, and when can people start picking out the angels.
Okay, so we are accepting applications through next Friday. So the Friday after Thanksgiving, the 29th, is our deadline. And it is very important to we stick to that deadline because we do need to get these angels adopted and give people time to shop. So please, if you're thinking about it, do it sooner than later. Come in, get that done. If you would like to adopt an angel, then you can stop by any Bank of Star Valley branch starting this Friday, and we will have angels that you can just go through, and if there's a certain age or a certain, you know, gender or whatever you would like, you can sort through those and adopt them. And then if you're just somebody that's, you know, you hate shopping, like my husband, he would rather just donate money, and you can do that as well. We will shop for you. So you can just stop by the bank and say, I want to donate this to the Angel Tree program. And we will take care of that for you.
And that way it ensures that even if an angel's not adopted, they're still taken care of.
Yes, every child will be taken care of one way or another. We'll make sure of it.
So if you can stop by starting this Friday, you said, to adopt an angel, that means you can have your angel ready to be shopped for before Black Friday then.
Yes, that is the goal. There, you know, those crazy black shoppers, we'll have them ready for you. I don't like crowds, so it won't be me.
Brooke Merritt again with the Bank of Star Valley live in studio. Brooke, thanks for coming in. Anything about either of these two programs we missed this morning?
They're just a great, great way to give back to our wonderful valley. And if you have any questions, please, you know, call the bank or come by and see me.
All right. Brooke Merritt with the Bank of Star Valley. And again, going on right now, Feed the Angels and Adopt an Angel program with any Bank of Star Valley branch location.